How was your weekend?
Do you really have to ask me that?
You really have to ask me that?
Yeah, why?
It's never, ever.
Long enough.
Not long enough.
Oh, I could use a few more hours sleep.
Tough luck.
Work.
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 Waits for no one.
So,
are you ready to rock?
Yes, I'm, are you kidding? Absolutely. Are you, yes, let's do this.
All right.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
It is Monday, September 30th.
And yeah.
You know what that means?
That means today is my birthday.
Oh. Oh, is that what it meant?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just one more month until Halloween.
Aww. Friends making a special birthday appearance.
Oh, we were celebrating a month until Halloween.
No, she's singing my...
Oh, is this Happy
song.
Birthday?
Yeah.
This is just a version of Happy Birthday that I'm not familiar with.
Because that's the only song that Fran knows.
Of course. Uh-huh. Yeah. She got classically trained in the organ just so that she could learn the haunted Halloween song. But it's for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How was your birthday weekend?
It was good. It was good. I just had like a couple friends over and... I ate way too much food. I'm still full.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was on the menu?
We had...
How do you celebrate your birthday?
Stouffer's lasagna.
Uh-huh.
French bread.
Oh.
We had...
You know I love a Stouffer's lasagna.
Dude, I know.
And you're the queen of reheating.
No, I know. My husband's like, what do you want to eat? You want to get some pizza? And I'm like, no, dude. I'm actually craving some lasagna right now.
Naturally. Well, I did want to shout out to Marissa, who sent you a birthday meme already.
Did she?
Yeah, it says, who's a birthday girl?
Oh.
You're a birthday girl. And it's a cute little puppy dog.
Oh, that's so
Marissa,
cute.
Thank you so much. How was the lip sync battle on Friday for Jonas Brothers tickets?
It was so much fun.
I saw your stories, and I had the most FOMO ever.
It was, I can't even tell you how much fun it was. And, like, these girls... That did this dance. I don't know if you saw it, but they were doing it.
Were they the winners?
Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. Well, if you don't know what happened, we ended up having an extra pair of backstage passes.
Oh, no way.
So instead of John saying, hey, Monroe, happy birthday, you can go back and meet Nick Jonas.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, he decided that second place would get to go backstage as well.
That's really cool, though.
I know.
I mean, bummer for you, but...
I was really upset.
Really fun for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see the Wrecking Ball one, but I absolutely did see the Spice Girls one. And that one was great.
Yeah, I think they were second place.
Were they the second placers? Well,
no, they were first place. No, second. I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you stew on that for a little while.
Okay. Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. John is not here right now.
Yeah, he's having just a heck of a morning.
Some car issues.
What time did he start texting this morning?
Oh, it was like 4:30 when we got that first text, and he was like, my car's dead. I have to wait for Walmart to open. And I offered to go pick him up, but that wouldn't have done anybody any good. Because he lives in the middle of actually nowhere.
Right. I mean, it would have taken you twice as long just to get there.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be late on Monroe's birthday.
No way.
I'm better than that.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine being late?
If you were both late.
On your birthday.
And I just show up and there's no one in the studio.
That'd be pretty great.
I know. Man, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But he can't find jumper cables. And then... He got jumper cables, but now he says it won't turn over, so he's waiting on a tow truck.
Oh, he's getting it towed?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be gone all morning.
He's got to get rid of that car.
Yeah.
That car has bad juju.
It sure does. Do you have a pocket full of sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then let's do it. It's Monroe's pocket full of sunshine. I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I got a love and I know that it's all mine. This is the cutest story. So this happened in Tennessee. There was a boy who lost all of his belongings in a house fire.
Uh-huh.
And if you can imagine, like, you know, a kid loses all of his toys.
Yeah.
It's one thing. You lose all your clothes, you know, your house and stuff like that. It's tragic. But then, like, kids really form attachments to their toys.
I form attachments to everything.
Yeah,
so I get it. That's fair.
So he was really sad. So his elementary school, Philadelphia Elementary School, did a post on Facebook saying, you know, he lost all of his... toys in a house fire, so we're just collecting some, you know, if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you got any toys.
Mm-hmm. it ended up being massive.
Really?
Yes. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
The toys that they raised for this kid, it's like four desks long. And there's what? Legos and board games and all kinds of stuff. So he is super stoked.
Little community rallying together.
No,
that's very sweet. Awesome. Well, we are still on John Watch 2019.
We'll see
when he gets in. It is a busy show today, though, because we are giving out Charlie XCX tickets when she hits the stage at the complex Tuesday, October 8th. So we're giving away tickets at 7:30 with Choose the News. And then we also have an app giveaway. So if you haven't downloaded the new Mix 105.1 Utah app, what is wrong with you? Get on board.
Hello.
Make sure your notifications are on because we're going to be randomly sending out push notifications for your chance to win tickets to see NF live at the Great Saltaire Saturday, October 12th. So you've got two big concerts that you can get tickets to. Charlie XCX during Choose the News. NF, if you download the app, where can they download the app, Monroe?
At the app store.
Where you get apps, right?
Is it Google Play?
Not like Applebee's apps. Not like a Bloomin' Onion or anything.
No, yeah. Don't go to the app store.
Don't go to the app store. Go to the app store.
Yeah.
Download the Mix 105.1 Utah app. It's the one put out by Broadway Media, not the one put out
We had a couple test runs.
Yeah, swing and a miss. A couple times.
Didn't go so well. And
yeah.
Man, now you try to delete those.
Impossible.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, the internet turns out once you put something up there, can't get rid of it.
Mm-mm.
But the new one is done by Broadway Media. And it's pretty great. All the hits, Mix 105.1. It's the Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson. Minus John. He's having some car issues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he actually is just sick of us and didn't want to tell us?
I know, probably. He thinks
he's so much better than us.
I know.
Who do you think you are, Jonathan?
Come on, be a man, John.
I think all morning long we should start some rumors about him because he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, absolutely. So...
like, he's got teeny tiny little rat hands. And when I say rat hands, I don't mean they're the size of the hands of rats. I mean he literally has rat hands.
Okay, so they're like the claws with the...
And he loves eating garbage.
Super cute. He does eat garbage, dude. He eats junk.
He eats things off the floor.
Literally.
He eats cold food that has been sitting out on his desk all day. And when I say all day, I mean he gets into this office. He has to pull his lunch out of his fridge at like 4:30, leaves it on his desk to lukewarm up until noon when he finally gets around to eating it. And he's eating things like mayonnaise and cheese.
Yeah, no, he thinks that curdled milk is a delicacy, like wine, cheese. He thinks that it's better that way.
It looks
better with age.
So gross. So disgusting. You didn't hear it from us, but John is a right-handed trash eater.
Right-handed trash eater.
that little Woo! Right-handed trash eater. So John's working
on...
Yeah, got him. John's working on getting his vehicle fixed up, but it doesn't look like it'll happen anytime soon. So you are stuck with me and Monroe for the Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it, Jackson.
Let's do it. All righty. Well, Monroe, in addition to your birthday, which happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Haley and Justin Bieber getting married today.
They're going to sully my good day.
Your birthday is going to be Justin Bieber's wedding anniversary.
No. Ugh.
And you know they're going to celebrate every year.
I know.
It's going to be kind of gross.
Be like, stop it.
Stop being in love on my birthday.
Also the queen's birthday, though.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So I feel like the queen and I can...
How old is she today? 900?
I don't know.
903?
It's the queen's day. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, does that mean... Well, maybe it's not her birthday. All right. Why don't you Google what the queen's day is?
Okay, let me look at this.
And I will tell the story about Justin and Hailey Bieber. So they're having a wedding today out at a South Carolina hotel. Well, that hotel has had to issue a bunch of refunds to other guests because some of them are not happy that the pool, the spa, the restaurant, and all other like amenities are off limits to anyone not associated with the Bieber's wedding. So if you were just out there because you wanted to go hang out at the beach or something, or if you're on business, you can't use like the fitness center or the spa or the pool because the Biebers have moved on in. There goes the neighborhood.
They're the worst.
The Biebers.
They're the worst.
They're just little monsters. I mean, I'm sure they didn't have any say over this. They just bought the hotel, they thought. It's more on the hotel side. So I'm glad that at least they're issuing refunds to those people that didn't get to use that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know about you, But I am a person who, when I go on vacation, I like to live the best version of my life.
Uh-huh.
And that includes waking up early every day and exercising. So I like to use the fitness center. I like to sit by the pool, have a little drink. And if I wasn't able to do all that, is it even a vacation?
Listen, if my husband and I took our children to a hotel where they could not go in the pool.
Oh, that'd be the end of it.
We'd go home. We would go home because it's just not worth the argument.
You're just driving away, middle finger out the window. Yeah. Thanks, Beaver!
You're the best!
It was announced on Friday just as we were wrapping up the show, but we didn't actually get around to talking about it. Disney and Sony have come to get an agreement on the Spider-Man debacle.
Oh!
So if you missed it, Marvel wanted a bigger cut of all future Spider-Man movies, but Sony is like, no, we're not giving you more. You don't need more.
This is our bread and butter.
Yeah.
This is the only way we make money.
Exactly. Yeah. Sony Pictures has had Spider-Man's franchise rights forever, and they're like not giving it up. And Marvel got all upset, so they were going to split ways, but they did finally reach an agreement. So they're going to co-finance one more Spider-Man movie. And they are going to have Spider-Man appear in one more Marvel film. So that's the two of them are working together on two more movies with Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Man, just two? He's so good.
Just two. But that means that he's getting a third movie for sure within, like, under the Marvel umbrella. And he's going to be in whatever the future iteration of the Avengers is. Okay. So that's cool.
All right.
Or I guess he's not going to be in Avengers, maybe. Maybe he'll play a side character in another one.
Yeah, he might be in the Eternals one, maybe.
Oh, that'd be fun. So that's what it looks like right now. So they're going to keep that high quality. But that means that only Andrew Garfield is the Spider-Man who didn't get three movies. And that makes me really upset because I think he was the better of the Spider-Man. He only got two movies.
Oh, burn.
Doesn't that suck?
Burn.
It's not fair. It's not fair at all.
Man, that hurts.
And finally, Robert Garrison from the original Karate Kid movie died on Friday morning. Very sad. He was only 59. If you don't remember Robert Garrison, he was the guy that yells, "Give him a body bag! Yeah!"
Oh.
No?
May he rest in peace.
Okay. Didn't zip with you, huh?
No! Did you watch the
Karate Kid?
They
get Monroe a body bag!
I don't remember.
He's literally, it feels like it's kind of off screen a little bit. Okay. He's kind of an extra. But he had the line.
He just had that one line. Well, may he rest in peace. That's a tragedy for the entertainment industry.
All right, that's
here
enough.
In,
that's
in
enough
America.
Out of you.
I'm upset.
Show.
What I a way to start my
that
birthday!
Is the show biz beat. John is out. He has some issues with his car. Also,
he's having car trouble. He's on the side of the road somewhere, kicking his car, going, "Why?"
Yeah, kicking his car with his little rat feet.
He's
a rat-handed trash eater, and he's got rat feet. It's actually hard for him to find shoes that fit his teeny tiny little rat feet.
He just has to stuff his shoes.
He's got it right.
He's a shoe stuffer.
He's
really?
A shoe-stuffing rat-handed trash eater.
Gosh,
that guy. What
a
monster.
He totally is a right-handed trash eater.
Okay. Chilly out today. 38 degrees right now in Salt Lake City with a high of 58 degrees. So if you're still cozy in your bed listening to us on your Alexa, maybe you should grab a jacket on the way out. Traffic is looking good, though. There was one crash earlier, but it looks like it has already been cleared. All right, Monroe.
Yeah.
Did we get to the bottom of Queen's Day? What is going on?
It's the Queen's birthday in Western Australia.
But nowhere else?
Well, yeah, because Western Australia, I guess they have a big day, their big holiday, Western Australia Day, aka like their version of the 4th of July, happens on the Queen's birthday.
Oh.
So then they just moved it. They're like, "Hey, listen, Your Majesty, we'll slot you in at the end of September."
Ah.
So the Queen's birthday observed.
Okay. So that's when we're celebrating it. It's like when your birthday is on a Monday, so you celebrate the whole week before.
Right.
Like
right.
Some people I know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what maniac would actually do that.
Yeah, or say Halloween falls on a Tuesday.
Halloween.
You don't want to be out late. So
not with those kids, no.
You trunk or treat over the weekend. Yeah, good.
All right. I wasn't going to do this.
What?
But I have to rage against trunk or treat.
Why?
It is the one thing that makes me so angry.
Why?
Because it's ruining Halloween. Hear me out.
Oh, okay.
When we were kids, the whole point of trick-or-treating, we get our big old sacks, and we would go mile after mile slogging, usually through snow, because it snowed on Halloween every year growing up.
All the time.
We always had to have a costume that you could fit a snowsuit under. So we
Yeah.
But you know what? You powered through, and usually there was someone on the corner giving out like cider and cocoa while you went and trick-or-treated the neighborhoods. They don't do that anymore, because now at 4 p.m., everyone goes to their parking lot and they do the trunk or treat. And I'm just like, what happened to the magic? What happened to the journey, the experience? Almost losing a toe to frostbite.
But
in my America?
But the trunk or the decorated trunks, they're so cute. It's so fun. They make it like Halloween in the back of the car. I don't know. I don't know why we're teaching our children that you should take candy out of the trunk of a car.
From strangers. Yeah. The thing is, it's supposed to make it safer, but all you're doing is teaching kids that if some guy with a scary trunk says, hey, I've got candy, come on by, kiddo.
Some guy rolls up, pops open the trunk. Hey, get in. There's candy in there.
Hey, I got a Kit Kat in here with your name on it. They're going to go scrambling towards it. See, trunk or treat ruins everything.
Dude, I had a friend one time. We were like 14. We went out for hours.
Yeah.
Pillowcases. Okay. We had a huge pillowcase full of candy, like halfway full. It was a ton of candy.
Yeah.
My friend walked me home. I went in and she went on to her house. Some car with a bunch of teenagers rolled up.
No.
Got out, grabbed
they
her bag of
her candy.
And then
In all fairness, you guys are 14. You shouldn't be trick-or-treating anymore.
Why?
I feel like once you get into the teens, that's kind of the cutoff age.
No.
13.
No. I could have been out.
14's a little too old.
What? I could have been out getting into trouble.
Yeah. Huffing paint and throwing batteries at wildlife. Like the rest of us. That's what teenagers do on Halloween. All right. We were going to do something different, but since we're here, 10 Texts says it all. Do you prefer trunk or treating?
Oh yeah, let's
or trick or treating, because Monroe's all about the trunk or treat.
I think it's
but
so
I feel
fun.
Like that's for the adults though, like because then your kids are in a contained area, they're safe, it's well lit, it's all your neighbors, it's right there, and then you get to go home and watch scary movies or whatever.
Yeah, it's
I see
fantastic.
The point, but I feel like trunk or treat ruins the spirit of Halloween. And listen, everyone does everything to preserve the spirit of Christmas, but no one tries very hard to preserve the spirit of Halloween.
I know, because really it's a terrible holiday. Yeah.
So 10 Texts has it all. 844-649-1051. Do you prefer trunk or treating to trick or treating? John is having car issues. He's also a tiny-footed, rat-handed trash eater. So
he's also scurrying around.
Yeah, he's scurrying through sewers,
and
rolling
his
around
neighbor's trash.
In human waste and trash. So he is a waste-rolling, tiny-footed, trash-handed.
Shoe stuffing.
Yeah, we just like to beat him up. He actually is having a lot of car troubles, and he lives in the middle of nowhere, so he is dealing with that right now.
He said the tow truck guy won't even get there until 7:45.
Oh yeah, imagine living so far away that a tow truck cannot get to you. Because the thing is, tow trucks are 24 hours a day. They'll get to you faster than Amazon Prime, and that's hard.
Yeah.
So imagine living so far away that you can't get one until like mid-morning.
This guy's like, nah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, you're too far away. I'll get there. I'll see you when I see you. Mm-hmm. Just like every day, every first date I ever go on ends with, well, I'll see you when I see you. We all know what that means. Also, happy birthday to Monroe.
Thank you.
We did ask before we got into the commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
Do you prefer trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating, Monroe? Big fan of trunk-or-treating.
I like the trunk-or-treat.
Get it all over with early. Get it all back-to-back. And then just let your kids eat their junk food and go to bed. Really?
Sorry.
Okay. It's your birthday.
I have allergies.
So I'm going to
reserve. It's a horrible time of year.
I'm going to reserve judgment. But we did ask you, 10 Texts says it all, trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treat. This one says, in my opinion, I think I like trick-or-treating better than trunk-or-treating because you get more candy. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to really work for it, but you end up with more high risk, high reward. That's the idea.
Yeah, but as a parent, you don't let your kids eat their Halloween candy anymore.
That's crazy.
The sugar's
really
bad. So yeah, after I think we say they can have 5 pieces of candy before bed.
I'm sorry, 5 pieces of candy?
On Halloween night.
I eat 5 pieces of candy between houses. What are you talking about?
I know. We're terrible people.
Mean I know. Parents. I didn't think about this. This one says, trunk or treating is the pre-game for trick-or-treating, door-to-door. Yeah. So everyone starts at the trunk or treat, and then I guess all of those adults tear down their trunk display and then go home and continue giving out candy to the kids that they already gave candy to?
Yeah, well,
I'm learning that trunk or treat's just a big racket. These kids are double dipping.
Well, sometimes when you have a little baby, like young kids especially, you just want a trunk or treat. Like they go for an hour and they're done anyway.
Got it.
They're like, how many doors do I have to knock on?
The older kids pregame over at the trunk or treat and then move on over to the trick. I'm on to you, you little monsters. That's a good idea. Trunk or treat when my kids are young because they can't walk as far. So that's what you were saying, Monroe. Mm-hmm. Now that they're older, we trick or treat and they have to work for their candy. Trick or treat all the way. By the way, I'm 21 and never missed a Halloween. So I also was mocking Monroe for having gone trick or treating at 14. Mm-hmm. But apparently that is a thing that people do.
Yeah.
I was busy just watching scary movies with a date and just like, ooh, we're going to hold hands.
Are you scared? Oh. Do you want me to hold on to you?
Wink. And they always did, man. They always did. That's what Halloween as a teenager is supposed to be.
Just a reason to cuddle.
Trick or treating. Yeah. That's all it is. It's chilly outside. It's a little bit scary. Hello, Monroe and Jackson. Hello, dear. So Jackson is 100% right. Trunk or treat are fun as a party idea before Halloween night. But on Halloween night, kids need to get their steps in. Also, if Monroe and John bash Halloween one more time, thumbs down emoji.
Listen, I like Halloween, all right? But when you have kids, it's a big pain.
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder. I just watch TV and to hand out candy.
See, I don't even get to hand out candy because we have to go.
Oh, you have to be getting candy.
Yeah. So then I'm the person that just leaves the bowl.
That is an absolute
shame. On the doorstep that says, hey, ghosts are watching this bowl. And if you take more than two pieces of candy, the ghosts are going to haunt you for the
rest
of your life.
That's going to be it for you. So it looks like the general consensus is that people still prefer trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. but they like the an amuse-bouge of trunk-or-treating.
Don't knock it till you rock it, Jackson.
That's the thing. Like, trunk-or-treating didn't get really big until I had already stopped trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. So, like, I never experienced it. But to me, it always just seemed not as fun as hiking miles and miles, especially in the rich neighborhoods.
Freezing your butt off.
Full-size bars. Full-size.
Dude. Oh, man. We had I remember up in the Pepperwood neighborhood, there was a house that used to give away
Pepperwood.
Disney movies.
What?
Disney movies. They were VHS.
Y'all are fancy up there.
I know. So I would literally, my mom would just drive me up there so I could go get a movie.
That sounds super awesome. All right. So today, in addition to Monroe's birthday, it is also the Queen's Day in Western Australia.
The Queen's birthday observed.
But it is also National Ask a Stupid Question Day. So some teachers got together and they submitted some of their favorite stupid questions that they have ever been asked. And these are great.
Hey,
and I know all of us have asked a stupid question before. Mm. Monroe, do you have an example? Is that what that was about?
Why is the color red red?
Why is the color red red? That's not a joke. It's just a question.
Yeah. Like, have you ever thought about it? Like,
well,
why
it's the
is
way
it red?
That the light refracts and it absorbs. I don't know. It has to do with light, the light spectrum.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Cool. So here are some examples of stupid questions, and I'd like you to send your stupid questions to 844-649-1051. What question have you asked that was just, you hated yourself for asking it because it was kind of a stupid question? For example, these are some submitted to some teachers. Are bears still real?
Bears still real?
That's fair. You know what?
I know.
I saw something the other day. Actually, it was a while ago on Tumblr. And they were talking about how they're like, why does everyone get down on people for believing in unicorns, but giraffes are real? Like, how are giraffes
right?
real, but not unicorns? Because really,
right?
a giraffe is just a horse that they stretched up. So why is that real, but not a horse with a horn?
Is it that hard to grow one horn?
Exactly.
Come
so
on.
Maybe this person thought that bears went out with the dinosaurs. Because let's get real. Bears are a weird creature. They're very strange.
And you don't see them roaming the neighborhood, generally, unless you live in John's neighborhood. But, you know.
What if John was getting his car towed and he got attacked by a bear and a mountain lion?
that would make for the best story ever.
Yeah, that little shoe stuff.
I'm rooting for it.
Rat-handed trash eater is going to get bear attacked.
I was going through my neighbor's trash, looking for food.
Yeah, that's right. Can you get from America to Africa on a jet ski?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could. I'm sure you could do that.
You'd have to have someone deliver some gas, right?
You'd have to have a caravan of jet skis to make the journey.
How long would that take?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. But that's another example of a really great dumb question. It's National Stupid Question Day. We're asking you what stupid questions you have asked. These are from teachers who have submitted them. If there is a speed of light, what is the speed of dark? Also, a great question.
Listen, it's...
Is breast milk 1% or 2%?
Oh, that's whole, baby.
That's whole milk.
That's whole, baby.
That's whole. That is not fair trade, organic... Teat to mouth,
yeah.
Whatever, farm to table,
uh-huh.
All of those buzzwords. It is as locally, organic as it gets.
Locally made.
Locally grown, pesticide free, whole milk, baby.
Some mothers, it's pesticide free.
That's true.
There's some out there that should not be moms.
That's a great point. So we want to know, what dumb question have you asked for National Stupid Question Day? Hi, Mix.
You were asking stupid questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's National Ask a Stupid Question Day. What stupid question have you been asked or have you asked?
Well, I haven't been asked a stupid question, but I know my stepmom has.
Okay.
So she's a teacher at Nebo School District. And so some kid came up to her and asked her, "Teacher, what do you want to be when you grow up?"
That's pretty good. What was her answer?
She didn't say anything. The kid just walked away.
Well, I mean, obviously she's got to be looking for a new career path if her students are asking things like that. Awesome. Sure. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. See you guys.
Is homecoming this year or next year? That's a pretty bad question. So it is National Ask a Stupid Question Day. We asked you to ask us stupid questions or talk about stupid questions that you have been asked. This one is, what flavor is the banana Hi-Chew?
I don't know.
Pina colada has to be.
Oh, yeah. Or lemon.
Or lemon.
The worst. Yellow's any yellow lemon.
Were you about to talk badly about yellow flavors? Because artificial banana is 100% my jam.
Really? You like yellow?
I
never go yellow or orange, ever.
I avoid orange. There's something, I like real oranges, but artificial orange is not my jam.
Mm-mm.
That's not what I'm about, personally. I was on an airplane reading the subtitles of the safety video when I asked why they didn't have someone signing so deaf people could understand too. not great, honey. That's
on
not
a
great.
Plane in front of everybody. Hey, you know what?
I'm taking a stand right now. Also, these stupid words are covering the bottom half of the screen. How are deaf people supposed to see the flight attendant's hands if those stupid words are in the way?
She asked that in front of an entire flight.
Oh.
That flight was booked, too.
When I was in third grade, I asked why math was all numbers. Well, to be fair,
I know.
The farther you get into it, the less numbers there are, and the more they throw in some letters, and then they just start throwing in symbols that don't mean a thing to me. So that's fun. I was an intern at my first real person job at a mapping company in high school. Mapping? That sounds fun. My boss was using a lot of acronyms that I didn't understand. At one point, I asked him, "Wait, what does PMS mean?"
That's funny.
I mean, there are just so many acronyms.
That's like the military.
Uh-huh.
When you listen to like two military guys talk to each other.
Oh, it's so irritating.
What's the 10-4 on the
BDO?
So
he's just an L1. Who cares?
Yeah, you work in the.
Okay, yeah. Good acronyms.
I'm going to go back to this coffee.
You really nailed it. Let's take a look. Does Monroe ever say anything funny? Have you asked a stupid question before? Aww. Do you got a stupid question?
I ask a stupid question every day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's my MO,
That's fair. One time, this is from Tara. I was a teenager. My mom was mixing dough in the kitchen, and I asked her if it was homemade.
That's funny. Dude, you know what? I got in this argument.
Oh, tell me about
it. Over the weekend that we're going to have to fight about someday. But if you, like a lasagna, a Stouffer's lasagna, you put that in the oven, that counts as making dinner.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
That absolutely counts.
Yeah.
If you make a box of macaroni and cheese, that counts as making
you
dinner.
You made dinner. It was a homemade meal.
Making a box of macaroni and cheese, by the way, if you're doing it right, is sometimes more difficult than putting the roast in the crock pot.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what I'm saying?
Couldn't agree more. this person says, we watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre over the weekend, and the fiance asked, where did this happen? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's really beautiful. All right. Well, for those of you that, you know, have had a hard go, you've asked some pretty dumb questions. Let's brighten up your day with a pocket full of sunshine.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh. This is pretty cool. So this is actually a producer for Comedy Central. His name's Corey Bruce. And he was getting bullied at work.
Ugh.
And he decided, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Monroe knows a thing or two about getting bullied at work.
I totally do. But I give it back.
You really do.
So he admitted that he still has VHS tapes and that he still watches them. He's like, yeah, I watch them. What? They're perfectly good movies. And everybody at work made fun of him, you know?
Uh-huh.
As you do
like
to
you do.
One's coworker.
I always make fun of my coworkers, yeah.
What does he do?
Huh.
He decided he was going to turn his cubicle into his own Blockbuster store.
No!
Yeah!
What?
He did! So he opened up a Blockbuster video. Inside his cubicle, he has 400 VHS tapes, 200 DVDs, 8 tube TVs, 1 DVD player, candy, 4 VHS players, and a Blockbuster video sign.
So, like, people can go check out movies?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. How do you like my VHS collection now?
That's...
And they can even rent a VHS player.
And buy some candy.
That
is super fun. What a good dude. As we get to the showbiz beat. Alrighty, Monrosie. You're really into the movie memorabilia, right? You like the...
Yeah.
You like the merch, and you... Would you buy a prop... Like an expensive prop from a movie that you loved?
Probably, yeah. It depends on what it was. I don't want like a sword or anything. But.
See, yeah, I don't want a sword. But I would love like an actual wand that they used on Harry Potter or something.
Yeah, see, that would be cool.
That would be my jam. Well, there is a London prop house that is going up to auction. So they're selling a lot of really cool old props, including a Stormtrooper helmet from Star Wars A New Hope.
No way.
So from 77. Yeah, it's like an original. How much do you think they're estimating it'll go for?
Oh, man, that's got to be like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You're on the right track. They're estimating that it's going to go for anywhere from $145,000 to $181,000 for an original Stormtrooper mask.
Ah, that's so much money.
I know, but I mean... That's like a piece of history. It's not even from one of the new ones, you know? Like, it's from a classic. There probably aren't that many of those ones laying around anymore.
Have that sitting in the theater room.
Exactly right.
The original Star Wars mask.
Exactly right. Let's take a look over here. Oh, we've got the Swords of Feely. Philly? I'm going to go Feely from The Hobbit. You know The Hobbit.
Feely.
So it's like these two short swords. How much do you think a pair of swords is going for from The Hobbit?
From The Hobbit, not as popular as Lord of the Rings.
It really wasn't. I feel like it didn't have the same zip.
Yeah, I'd say like $600, $500.
$25,000 to $37,000.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Sorry, honey bunny. Okay, this is pretty great. A light-up remote control R2 BHD bot from Rogue One.
Yeah, I want that.
It's super cool. It's like the full-size one.
Yeah.
And a little trash can on wheels, like John Watkins.
Like John Watkins. I was just going to say it. Yeah. It's so funny.
High five.
Got him.
Trash on wheels.
Trash on wheels, that little shoe-stuffing, rat-handed trash eater. How much do you think the R2 BHD droid is going for?
Well, if the Stormtrooper helmet... That was an original.
This is from, Rogue One.
I'd say probably $175,000.
73 to 98. So reasonable. Deal. So affordable.
Right.
So affordable if you get a second mortgage. Okay, this is like, when I say it's the Holy Grail, I kind of mean it. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the Holy Hand Grenade.
No!
Is up for auction. It's from the original 1975 film. How much do you think they're going to get for the Holy Hand Grenade?
Oh, I would love to have that. I would love to have that.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah. That's going to be like $5,000 at least.
$60,000 to $121,000. Bad at guessing. You'd be terrible at an auction house.
I know. I'm awful.
We can't take Monroe anywhere. All right, Christie Brinkley. We know that she had to leave Dancing with the Stars to... She had an injury, so she subbed in her daughter, Sailor, to take her spot, Sailor Brinkley. Well, then Wendy Williams came out swinging, saying that the whole plan the whole time, apparently, was that Christie Brinkley was going to get Sailor onto Dancing with the Stars. But obviously, Sailor's not a big enough name, so Christie faked her injury to slide her daughter into that spot. So Christie took some photos, posted them up on Instagram of her injury, and her arm is messed up. She is bruised from like her neck to her wrist almost. She's pretty bruised up. She actually did get hurt pretty bad. But when she posted them on Instagram, she did not mention Wendy anywhere in the captions. She said, quote, "It goes against my better judgment to acknowledge haters and conspiracy theorists, but because this involves my precious daughter, I'm setting the record straight. This is my injury." Class act.
Yeah,
that's
totally
like the best way you could have handled that.
Yeah.
And finally, opening at the box office this weekend, number one movie, Abominable. Did anyone see it? Did you see it?
No, I don't think I know.
I saw like a trailer for it in passing. I don't know anything about it. It's an animated movie. I'm assuming about the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
So unless it's way darker.
Good guess. Yeah, did you see Bridget Jones' movie?
No.
It came in like seventh. Or not Bridget Jones.
Judy Garland.
Yeah. Same death.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, that came in like seventh.
Yeah, so Abominable opened at number one. Judy, which is the film starring Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland, opened in seventh. But the thing is that was like a limited release. It didn't go to all the theaters.
Oh,
so it only went to like art houses. You could probably see it over here at like the Broadway Theater or the Tower down on 9th. Like it's that kind of
movie. Are they
going
to keep it limited?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm being a John right now, aren't I? I'm
Ask
so
me
sorry.
Entirely too many questions.
So sorry.
My guess would be that it's going to stay limited release until the Oscars, and then once it gets some Oscar buzz, it'll go wide release.
True.
Because that's usually how those art house films are.
Okay.
Alrighty, that is the showbiz beat. Let me tell you something. We have gotten so many birthday messages for Monroe. This one.
Thank you. So that was so sweet.
Someone sent you a link to an Amazon Music. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to go listen to that. Cherise says, that's my favorite song to torture my kids with on their birthday. So you have to go check that out.
Okay, I'll have to listen to it.
This one is early voting for Monroe because it's her birthday. Josh, listen, you can't early vote. We already decided that.
Yeah, no. Oh, he totally can.
That's not how choosing
news
works.
No, yeah, that's how it works.
Never has, and it never will. Unless the votes are for me, in which case it always counts.
Whatever.
This one says, happy birthday, Monroe. I hope you have an amazing day. You are so hilarious, and I love listening to you every morning. Your comments make my day.
Man.
Isn't that so sweet? Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah.
You are in charge of the show right now. It is Choose the News. You got two stories to pick from today because Mr. John Watkins is out of the office. Monroe, what is your story?
How pop culture ruined your name.
Ooh, and I've got, don't arrest me, officer. Arrest the passenger. He's silent but deadly. Go into the votes.
And?
Dramatic. Most people are just voting for you because it's your birthday. And I got to tell you, it's not fair. It's not right.
That happened on Friday, too.
I know. That's what I'm upset about. You counted all last week your
birthday week.
Today's your actual birthday. But you got votes. You got birthday votes all week long.
I know. That's why you do it, man.
This is the pièce de résistance. Cherise says 5 votes for Monroe.
Yeah.
Birthday cake emoji.
Yes.
Hey, guys. It's George. Happy birthday. But I'm going to have to vote for Jackson. Man, you're never going to get that vote from George.
Never.
I don't know what
George,
you did to him.
Someday I will win you over. Someday, George.
Love listening to you guys. I'm going with Jackson today. Thank you, Cindy. This one says, have to go with Jackson. Silent but deadly was something I thought my aunt made up long time ago. Nah, honey. We all been silent but deadly since the dawn of man.
Yeah.
2 for Jackson, 1 for Monroe. On our way to school, wish us luck on our tests. Dad doesn't give any pity votes for Monroe because it's her birthday. But happy birthday from Ian, Ari, and Wes. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate that. Good morning and happiest of birthdays to Monroe. My vote is for you.
Thank you.
This one says, I got gassed out of my own vehicle once. I got to smell what Jackson is passing. You don't want to know,
which
honey bunny.
Passing.
You don't want to know. Happy birthday, Monroe. I love you and have two votes for you. Have a happy birthday. Well, I will say that there was certainly a winner, but I gave you a run for your money
you
for a little while.
You put up a good fight, buddy.
I sure did. With 64% of the vote, the winner is Monroe!
All right, this is pretty funny. I picked this story because, Jackson, your name was ruined by pop culture back in the day because of the Outkast song, right?
Oh, let me tell you a little something. When you are 13, 14, you're in middle school, and a group called Outkast comes out with a song named Miss Jackson, you are referred to as Miss Jackson most of the time. Now, to be fair, Janet Jackson, she did wonders for Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah.
But I wasn't nasty. I was just Miss Jackson.
Oh,
it wasn't fair.
I am for real.
Pop culture did ruin my name. You're right.
I thought it was funny. Some of these are hilarious, though. Like Aaron Bader commented, A-A-Ron.
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 That's such a good clip. That's from Key and Peele, right?
Yep.
Oh, so good.
Allegra Clark. She says, yes, like the allergy medicine.
Oh, well, Allegra.
I am, right? Let's see. Thor Benson. Just
Thor.
Dot, 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 dot.
You know what, though? I'd like to know how old Thor is, because my guess is that he's not older than Norse mythology.
No, he's not. I'm sure that his parents
are
super
late. So he got named after the Norse god. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy says, the Matrix ruined my last name. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. Annie says, yes, I'm okay, everyone. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
You okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay? Let's see. There's a guy named Mike Spence. He says, 2016 presidential election.
Mike Pence. Mike Spence.
Mike Spence. Let's see. Some of these. There's a lot of like Lucases. Mm. I am your father.
Oh, this one. This one. We got one from a listener that says, Peter, Pumpkin Eater was what tortured me in elementary school. I'm very sorry, Peter. Do you go by Pete? Do you go by a different name now? Because I think you should. This one says, my name is Jordan, spelled Jordan with an I-N, just like Jordan Sparks, but now people spell it right. So
this
pop culture actually saved Jordan's name.
This one says, my name is Karen. Do you really have to ask? And then the next guy commented, to see the manager.
Oh,
Karen, I'm so sorry.
Got her.
Dude, this guy's name's Clinton Bush. He's like every freaking president.
Every president.
Every president.
Clinton Bush.
Oh,
yeah. You're every president from like 1988 to almost present. That's a long time to be Clinton Bush.
There's a lot of Alexas, a lot of Jakes, Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm. Khakis. Awesome. I'll tell my story in the podcast. If John Watkins ever makes it in, that little rat-handed shoe stuffer, then he will also tell a story in the podcast. High today of 58 degrees. It's only 38. I actually looked at the weather, and then I looked outside, and then I looked at the weather report, looked outside again, and then I was like, there's no way it's still 38 degrees in Salt Lake City, is there? And Monroe was like, where are you looking? Google. And then what did you say?
I said, Google doesn't know.
Google's stupid.
Google's stupid.
And then you looked it up and what is the temperature?
I looked it up on weather.com. It's 39.
It's 39. Okay, you're right.
It's 39 degrees
please
outside.
Please excuse Google for being 1 degree off. So it is going to be a chilly week all week. It doesn't look like we're going to break into the 70s, according to this forecast. No.
This life. It's so unfair.
According to this, it's going to be 69 on Thursday. Got it. Got him. Monroe,
what?
Can you explain to me why you decorated your... You had a busy birthday weekend. You decorated your bathroom not once, but twice.
Twice. Okay.
So what happened?
So right after our broadcast on Friday, I was like, kids are in school. I got some time.
Sure.
So I went to a home decor store.
Sure.
And I saw this like dog shower curtain. And I was like, that's cute.
It was really cute.
That's pretty whimsical.
You can actually see the dog shower curtain on our four photos from the weekend on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah on Instagram.
So I was like, oh, that would be fun in my bathroom.
It's so cute.
A whimsical bathroom.
Yeah.
So then I got it all set up. I got home. And then I text the girls and I'm like, I just redecorated my bathroom. Silence. Crickets. And I was like, oh no. And then I started looking at it and I was like, my husband's going to hate this. He's going to be so mad.
You're not. Oh, your husband's against whimsy? Who's got a problem with whimsy?
My husband is against decorating in the house. He calls it clutter and junk and things that are, just collect dust.
Mm. Okay. So he doesn't like having fun.
Right. He's a fun hater. And
he's
you know what?
Fun hater.
Guess what my fun thing to do is?
What?
Shopping.
You love shopping.
I love knickknacks.
There is not much that Monroe loves more than shopping.
Dude,
her kids,
therapy.
I guess. Sometimes her husband.
Yeah.
But
retail therapy.
It is really all about the shopping.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
So then I realized, like, I don't like this. I got to redo it. I got to do it again. So then I wanted to do the bohemian thing. You know, the bohemian look is in right now. So then I had to redecorate, but I had to do it really fast because my husband got home and he saw that I redecorated the bathroom. Not once, but twice. Then I was going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Because
he, you know what he hates more than fun?
Redecorating.
Spending money.
I know. He hates it so bad.
He hates it more than anything.
So I knew I was going to get it. I knew that we were going to have a discussion about me spending money because I redecorated.
Uh-huh.
If he found out that I redecorated
twice. So hopefully he's not listening right now.
He's going to lose his mind.
Well, both bathrooms look great. Although your four photos. Oh.
It's the same bathroom.
Right. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
You're different, but you decorated them differently, so I'm treating them as two different bathrooms.
Okay.
So if you want to see a picture of Monroe's toilet twice, head over to Instagram, Mix1051 Utah.
It's a green floor. It's really hard to decide what to do with green tile.
That's fair.
I don't want to retile my bathroom.
No,
right
it's not
I
worth
got time
it.
For that.
Is it your bathroom or is it like the guest bathroom?
It's like the main floor bathroom.
Oh.
So
the one everyone uses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And all of the...
I really, really wish you had stuck with the dog shower curtain because it's very cute.
You can have it.
I want it.
Well, because
I'll take it.
I opened it and now I can't take it back.
Okay, I'll take it.
And if the husband finds it, it's hiding under my closet
right now. Oh, listen, if you ever need to get rid of contraband, I'm the guy to talk to.
Okay.
I'll make that evidence disappear.
Got it.
That's right. Well, it is your birthday.
Yeah.
Officially, finally, end of birthday weekend.
It is finally here.
So
birthday month.
Birthday.
The last day.
Yes. Well, we were going to do this together, but John decided to go ahead and ruin it.
I know, John.
He has a great birthday card coming for you.
Okay.
The two of us are going to sign it. It's going to be very cute.
Okay.
But then I was in charge of doing the food.
You got me food?
On Friday, I was going to get you a little cake or something.
Aww.
But then I realized on Friday, when we did French Toast Friday at Neater's, they made you. Just like the nicest cake.
Yeah.
It was a real cake.
Like the top pastry chef at Neater's.
Yeah.
Made this cake.
Like the pastry chef.
It was so good.
And it was so good. It was so pretty. And I realized that me going out and buying a sheet cake is not going to compare to anything that Neater's offered you.
It's the thought.
So I decided, hold on.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I decided I was going to get you a little something. Hold on.
Okay.
Now, open it up because I think this is something.
Is it living?
No, it's not alive.
Okay.
It's very dead. If it starts to gobble, you have some issues.
I feel like it's something that's gonna jump out at me.
It's nothing's gonna jump out at you. Just open the package.
I know how you are. It's my turkey sausage. And my mustard.
So I got you some.
It's my favorite meal.
It's your favorite meal. Oh my gosh, Monroe! I once witnessed Monroe take a coffee cup. She heated up some turkey sausage patties in the coffee cup, and then put it in an ocean of mustard.
Yeah, because like, I don't want to taste it.
You don't like the turkey sausage, but you. So you drown it out with the mustard. So I figured on your birthday, instead of getting you a cake. decided to get you some sausage and mustard.
It's only 130 calories per serving.
I mean,
I could eat this all day.
You could eat so much turkey and so much mustard.
Thank you.
So God bless you, baby.
You're the best.
We're going to get you a really cute card. And if you guys have a little happy birthday message, text it over to 844-649-1051. But it doesn't end there, Monroe.
Oh, no.
Because I figured I'd play you one of your favorite songs of all time coming out of giving you the birthday gifts.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of, I like to think of you, I like to think of your body, rather, as a wonderland.
No!
John Mayer on Mix 105.1.
No! Don't!
Hey, 46% of people are claiming that they wish smartphones had never been invented. You know why? Because they're big old poopy pantses. That's why.
Yeah, dude, I love my smartphone.
That's all I do is my smartphone.
You know who my best friend is?
Huh.
It's not a human.
Nope.
It's not my husband.
Nope.
It's not my dog.
Yeah.
It's my phone.
That's right. I spend more time looking lovingly into my phone's eyes than I do any other human being.
Right?
I love my phone.
And then, like, even when I'm missing my dog, I do this all the time.
Uh-huh.
I miss my dog because I'm totally puppy whooped. I'll look at photos of her on my phone.
Puppy whooped.
She's right
That's
there.
That's so funny.
I know, I totally am.
That's really good.
I love her so much. But then I whip out my smartphone and she's right there with me.
Yep. See, and I do all my shopping. I talk to all my friends. I do everything through my phone. I live for it. I once left my phone on the charger downstairs from my living room where I was watching TV.
Oh.
And I had to sit there and I'm like, I don't need to go get it. I don't need to go get it. I lasted an hour before I was like, I have to know what's going on. So I went and got it.
Man, I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes.
See?
I have to have it with me at all times.
Now, that's why people are saying, so 46% of people say that they wish smartphones had never been invented because of the way that they're affecting us. And one of the main ways that they are ruining us is that we have trouble relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So back before smartphones, we would just be able to kick it on the couch, watch some TV.
And watch a show.
No big deal. But now we're constantly like, is there anything else going on? What's going on? I need to know everything all the time.
Yeah, I play a game. I watch TV now.
Oh, yeah. Disney Emoji Blitz.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's so fun.
The Gaston event ends today, man.
Does
you got to
really?
Get him.
It's been going all month.
I know. You got to get him.
I don't think I'm going to get him. I'm pretty far behind on Gaston. So the average millennial relaxes for less than an hour a day because of how much they're playing on their phone. Older people relax for less than 90 minutes a day. So they're still getting more rest than tech-addicted millennials, but not by much because guess what? Turns out everyone of every age, race, religion, mm-hmm. creed, everyone's addicted to their smartphones.
I love my smartphone.
I love my phone, and it loves me too. It tells me.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. The main reason are all the alerts, messages, news, and notifications on our phones. It's our inability to ignore them, which, yeah.
I feel like
this study isn't telling me anything I didn't know before.
Listen, I have a smartphone, and I am exceptional at not responding to text messages or emails.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really good at it.
I love ignoring people. And this gives me a whole... Before I had a smartphone, I had to just sit there and stare at them and kind of give them the cold shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I ignored people. Now, I have so many different avenues.
I know.
No, I'm not going to read your DM. No, I'm not going to like your comment. No, I'm not going to respond to your message. No, I'm not going to text. And you better believe I'm never answering my phone when you call. That's not going to happen.
Never, ever.
Never, ever. Forever, ever. All right. Right now, let's do the show Biz Beat. And it is all powered by Asylum 49 in Tooele, Utah's number one full contact haunted house. Get that, I don't know what's going to happen, adrenaline rush at Ooh. Asylum 49, the original full contact haunt. Asylum49.com. Alrighty, I'm going to do a couple stories, but Monroe has a really great conspiracy theory story.
Yeah.
That I'm very interested in finding out more about.
Have you seen this?
Let's get to it in a second.
Okay.
Oh, you want to do your...
No. Go ahead.
Okay, mine are really fast, and then we'll have time to discuss yours. Lil Nas X has decided that after 7 months of hard work, he was number one for a million years, it feels like. He needs a break. He canceled 2 shows, which I feel like you're so new in your career, you're not allowed to start canceling shows
yet.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're a little too fresh.
You're no Ariana Grande.
Right, or like... I feel like Celine Dion, if she wanted to, could cancel a show, but she doesn't. She powers through sickness. She powers through, like, the death of her husband and the death of her brother.
Right?
In, like, the same week, and she just gets back up. And you know why? Her heart will go on. That's why.
near, so far, like, wherever you are.
But you're Lil Nas X is nowhere near Celine Dion level.
Yeah, right?
And yet he's canceling shows. Like he's earned it or something.
I get, dude, I could not hack it. In the music industry.
No way.
Because they do, they run you.
Especially not now. Because back in the day, like, really all you had to do is put out one really big hit, collect the paychecks for the next couple years, and you could live life right for a while. But now there's not much money to be made as a recording artist. Mm-hmm. Like, all your money comes from doing appearances and meet and greets and concerts and festivals. Like, you actually have to work as a recording artist hard now, outside of the studio as well. So, bummer, dude. Sorry. No. I hope he isn't, like, burnt out, because I'd really like him to put out some new music.
It's too soon for him to take a break. He's going to fade.
I hope not.
From the spotlight.
Don't talk
He's
about gonna him
He's
going
to be like a one-hit wonder.
Do you know Ruby Rose?
That sounds really familiar.
She's the real... She's gorgeous. Short hair, little Australian model. She was in Orange is the New Black for...
Oh, okay.
She actually was in it when I stopped watching it, so I don't know how many seasons she did. As far as I know, she did two. Mm-hmm. But she is currently filming Batwoman. And
what?
I don't know if she is Batwoman. I didn't get those details. I'm just telling you that she was
she's
on the set.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She would have to be Batman. She looks like she could be Batwoman.
She looks like she could kick some butt is really what it boils down to.
Yeah. So is it like a series or is it a movie? What's happening?
Yep.
Sorry, I just John Watkins.
Yeah, you did again.
I'm sorry.
Ruby Rose suffered an injury on the set of Batwoman that had her facing paralysis.
What?
She was almost paralyzed. Luckily, she's okay, but she did need emergency surgery, which she posted all about on Instagram.
I'm going to go have to check
so
that out.
So it was really, really bad news. I hope she's doing okay as well. Halsey, bad love. She's actually a little bit better at love than she gave herself credit for, because she is dating Evan Peters from American Horror Story.
Ooh.
He is so cute.
He is cute.
He's so handsome.
He's handsome.
And he is a great actor. In fact, the one thing I feel like this new season of American Horror Story is missing is Evan Peters. He's not in it, and
I've never watched one, because I can't watch scary things.
Oh, girl, you got to.
Because you know how I am. Like, somebody says hi to me behind my back, and I freak out.
Watch Coven. It's a lot less scary. It's a lot more story heavy.
Okay.
We'll talk about this off air.
Okay.
But yeah, Halsey is dating Evan Peters. Meanwhile, she just dropped a new track this weekend. Clementine is what it's called.
Ooh, so I'll have to go listen.
Very busy. Okay, Monroe.
Yes.
Tell me this story. This is a new conspiracy theory that's making the rounds.
So, okay. You have to see the photos to jump on board with this. But there's a new theory that Jimi Hendrix is Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, hold on. So, but Jimi Hendrix is dead.
Well, allegedly, they're saying he may have faked his death.
What?
Yeah, and then he just became Morgan Freeman.
Whoa.
So
really?
Morgan Freeman was born in 1937. Jimi Hendrix born in 1942. And like I said, you have to look at the photos. I mean, like, right down to the front teeth.
Being a little crooked?
Yeah, like, they're a little smaller. They're
like
smaller front teeth. Jimi Hendrix had the same thing. If you look at these photos, it's insane.
Well, okay, so were they born around the same time?
So they were born around the same time.
Okay.
And then Morgan Freeman did supposedly like a couple extra jobs before. He was like an extra on set before Jimi Hendrix passed away. But as soon as Jimi Hendrix passed away, Morgan Freeman's fame shot up. He started being in movies.
So what you're saying is, if I ever want to be a movie star, I got to fake my own death now. And then... start over as someone else.
You could come back. But think about it. Like, they both have really deep voices.
Yeah.
What if?
I'm looking at the side-by-side right now. I got to tell you, it is alarming. They have the same teeth.
They have the same. That's the thing. Like, it's the teeth that got me. I was like, oh.
Do we have a copy of Jimi Hendrix dental records? Because if so, compare them to Morgan Freeman's chompers. Bingo, bango, you got your guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you put that picture up at mix1051utah.com? So go over to mix1051utah.com. Also, visit us on Instagram, mix1051utah. Check out our four photos from the weekend. That is the Showbiz Beat. All right. This weekend, I did get to do one really cool thing. I went to the Reptile Expo and I worked.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was so fun.
You do the best shows.
I have so much fun. There's actually a photo of me doing a show up at our four photos from the weekend. Which is up at on Instagram, Mix1051Utah. You can also see the bathroom that Monroe renovated twice this weekend. Mm-hmm. So go take a look at those. But a not-so-fun thing happened this weekend, and I really have debated on whether or not to talk about it because it's all very weird. But basically the situation is I was raised with my mom and my dad, and I found out when I was 16 that my dad that raised me, was not my biological father. I found my adoption paperwork in our filing cabinet.
Crazy.
Just came across it one day.
Ah.
So it was weird. So I found out that I have a biological father. He was just out and about, and I actually got to meet his family when I was like 19 or 20. Really nice people, but I just, you know, I don't know them super well. They're wonderful, very lovely people. But my biological father passed away last week. Actually, while I was on my way to Area 51, I got a call. I'm like, well, we don't have time for this right now. I've got to get to see some aliens. So he passed away. He got into a bad car accident and passed away. And I really debated on whether or not I was going to go to the funeral because I didn't know him really well. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of weird, right?
You have a hard time when everybody's
Like attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you love attention, but at the same time, you hate it.
I like positive attention.
Yeah.
I don't like people feeling bad for me. I don't like pity. Like, that's not my jam. And so that's why I debated so hard on whether or not I was going to talk about this on air.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, if nothing else, very upfront and very honest about things.
Right.
So I figured now would be the time to say it. So rest in peace, Paul. Great guy. Really nice things said about him at the funeral. They had a great funeral, by the way. It was, there was no program. It was an open house in the cultural hall, and then there was a viewing room. And then people could just sort of filter in and out for a couple hours.
Oh, that's cool.
Best way to do it, because I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I thought things would go off without a hitch, except for when we went in for the family prayer. So here's what happened. We all, if you don't know, in LDS culture, everyone goes to a separate room. It's just the family. Mm-hmm. You sit around in a circle. You do a prayer. Then you take the body over to the cemetery for burial. And we all get into the little classroom where Paul's body was. And we circle up for a prayer. All of a sudden, we realize that one of Paul's daughters, his 9-year-old, ran away. Now, she wasn't super into being there in the first place. She's having a hard time with it. But she vanished. So we're like, oh, well, she's got to be in, like, because all the kids were kind of zipping in and out of classrooms and playing with toys and stuff. So go check the classrooms for her. Not in there. Nowhere. Couldn't find her anywhere in the church. Couldn't find her anywhere in the yard. She had vanished.
Aww.
So they stop the whole prayer. And we are just sitting there with Paul's body in the corner with our hands crossed like, well. And we sat like that in almost complete silence for a half an hour. Turns out, Paul's daughter, my little half-sister, ran away because she didn't want to deal with any of it. I know, it's really sad, but she ran away to one of our family's houses and, like, hung out. And it was, like, miles away. She just completely disappeared. Finally, someone tracked her down, got her back to the church, but we were like that for a half hour. Really put a... put a damper on the funeral. I know it's hard to imagine a funeral that's already pretty sad, but that made it way sadder. So I decided that I wanted to hear everyone else's funeral mishaps.
Man.
Do you have a hiccup at a funeral?
I was at a funeral where the best friend was trying to snag the widowed husband.
Uh-huh.
The widower. So the girl's best friend.
Okay.
Was like just already, she was taking care of him, quote unquote.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
I'll bet
like
she was.
Hanging all over him.
I'll bet
we
she
are
was.
Like, girl, we are at her funeral.
We're at his wife's funeral.
She's not even buried yet, and you're moving in.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Were they a member of the lifestyle? Was she perhaps taking care of him before the funeral with permission?
No.
No, for sure? They weren't swingers?
I don't know. Yeah, no, they weren't. No.
No. Come on.
No.
Come on.
That you can't. No. I'm not going to. No.
Not even going to entertain it.
No.
Okay.
She was just like, she wanted herself a husband. She was going to get one.
Ooh, that is some, how do I say this? Confidence in your ability to seduce a man if you think you can get him over at the funeral.
Yeah, right?
I like this text a lot. I was at my uncle's funeral and his son sang Puff the Magic Dragon in its entirety off key.
Why?
I don't know.
It was like the dying wish. Listen, you better sing Puff the Magic Dragon.
I know, right?
Aww.
I mean, maybe it was his favorite song and his son wanted to. But whose favorite song is Puff the Magic Dragon? Okay.
I've got this story.
Please.
This girl was at a funeral, and she'd never really been to one before, so she didn't know the drill.
The protocol.
Yeah. So after the first person finished their speech, she started clapping wildly. Woo!
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't cheer at a funeral. It's somber.
Her sister was like, no, you don't do this.
Stop it.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like I do want cheering at a funeral, though.
I know, because some speeches are really good. And
listen, at my funeral, which you guys are going to have to rent out the Vivint Smart Home Arena for,
absolutely,
just for seating.
Absolutely,
I would like some cheering. I'd like at least one crowd wave where everyone stands up. Whoa!
I've always wanted to lead a wave.
Okay, so you're in charge at my funeral. You're
going
to lead the wave.
I got it.
Thank you. I'll leave someone else in charge of pyrotechnics because I don't want you to burn an eyebrow off or anything.
Because I will.
So if you have a funeral mishap or something goofy that happened at a funeral, we want to know all about it. Well, we've gotten quite the response.
Have we?
Oh, yeah. This one says, my dad's late wife got up and asked everyone to do the chicken dance at his funeral. I wanted to wring that chicken's neck.
Oh!
Yeah, someone didn't like the wife, apparently, and they were at his funeral. So, bad news. All right, this is a little bit of a longer one. At my uncle's funeral, we left afterward, and after he was buried, we went to Sizzler. You know.
Because you do.
You got that salad bar.
Dude, I love the Sizz.
You're going to eat steak and shrimp for $9.99, like, every time. They don't pay us, by the way. We just talk a lot about the Sizzler.
I love the Sizz.
We ran into an old family friend who was estranged for years. We kind of just welcomed him back after years of no contact. About 2 years later, he went MIA again. And it turns out he got married and went to prison during that time. He eventually came back to visit my grandma a few times and after that ended up dying in prison. Ooh. Funerals always turn out the crazies. They always do. I was, it's like, ooh, that's kind of a dark, fun secret. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I was at a funeral where they were doing a speech and it was like really emotional, you know, and everybody's crying and they're all sad.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a rogue baby that went up to the organ and just started pounding on the keys.
Mashing on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Actually, I like that. At my aunt's funeral, someone asked me if my 28-year-old sister was my daughter. I am only 3 years older than her, and I was pregnant at the time.
Oh,
that's got to hurt your feelings.
Come on.
That's got to hurt your feelings. This one says, morning, guys. I am that awkward person. Oh, I already know
me
what's coming.
Me too.
I literally started giggling during the eulogy. Oh, me too. I always do.
Oh, because people get, when they get really sad, they start laughing.
Yeah, it's like a nervous response.
Yeah.
So, I found out that actually, like, evolutionarily, laughing is your brain's way of saying, oh, I figured it out. Or, oh, there's a problem that I am trying to figure it out. That's why we like jokes, because they set up a problem and then they give you a solution in the punchline. So your brain, that's actually a survival mechanism to be like, aha, I know that I understand this. Exactly. But it ends up always kind of being a bummer when you laugh at a funeral. It was so bad I had to cough and try to hide the giggles and attempt to regain some of my self-control. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Hi, Mix. Jason's on the line. Jason, did you have a mishap at a funeral?
A little bit on the almost like depressing or crazy side, but it was just a gnarly kind of scenario. There's twin kids and one of them died. Unfortunately, it was like overnight sickness. And
oh, sad.
We were at the funeral. I know. It was rough. You know, when you have a kid, the funeral is large. There's lots of people. We were outside, and the other twin and the dad were standing kind of up on this hill by where the baby was getting buried. And there was everybody had a balloon. The other daughter was weighed kind of down a little bit, and there was a breeze that day. And everybody let their balloons off at the same time, and the twin let her balloon off, and all of the balloons went up and out over the field. Her balloon crept along the bottom, literally up a hill, all the way right to the dad and the twin sister, or, I mean, to the coffin and the dad. Like, it was, there's pictures of it we have. It was like 300 people all at the same time, because it was like impossible. There was a breeze and everything else, and it was literally the first and only time I felt like I saw, like, proof of the afterlife or something, you know what I mean? So it was a gnarly experience for sure.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is wild.
I know, like, I run into the mom every once in a while, and we talk, and I can't even, like, really talk about it, because it, like, just chokes me up. I can't really explain it. It's just gnarly.
That's wild. Well, thanks for calling in, Jason. That was a cool story.
For sure.
Okay, how about this one?
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I went to a funeral where the sister of the deceased brought her pet pig.
Why?
The pig was wearing a little tutu, so wasn't out of uniform.
So was it a dead person's pig?
I think it was the sister's pig. So this woman, her sister died. Mm-hmm. So she decided that, oh, I know what's going to cheer everyone up if I bring my pet pig to the funeral.
Emotional support pig.
Uh-huh. So the pig was wearing a little tutu. She also brought a dog, and the two animals were just running around, even went up to the casket, gave the sister a kiss. Everyone loved
what?
It. Everyone loved it. I don't know what to tell. I would be
that
honored.
That is pretty cute.
My funeral better have snakes, monkeys, gators, a bear. I want a whole zoo. You know what? Just have my funeral at the zoo. I lied. Just take me up to Hogle Zoo.
Yeah.
Give me a Viking funeral in the
Viking funeral.
In the sea lion seal area. Just set me adrift and pow. That's how I wanna go.
With a bow and arrow.
With a bow and arrow.
Okay. And the flames. Sure.
Yeah. Did you know that even if only 1% of people on Earth thought you were hot. So everyone talks about there being plenty of fish in the sea, but you don't really understand the numbers behind it.
Right.
If only 1%, so it doesn't even have to be like a rousing consensus, that means that 76 million people are into you.
No way.
Yeah. So if even just 1% of the population, if one out of every 100 people you see is like, oh, she's got it. She's got it going on. She looks good. That means you're attractive to 76 million people.
Man. I am all right.
You're looking hot, lady.
I am hot.
Especially for your 63rd birthday.
Hey, it's not 63, Jackson.
That's not what it says here on the text messages.
24.
We've had a couple of people coming in on the text messages hot.
I know.
Claiming that you are 63 years old.
You know why? Because you and John told everybody that it was my 63rd birthday.
There were 63
birthday.
Candles on that birthday cake.
There wasn't,
Meters.
Though.
Listen, you can keep saying these things. That doesn't make it correct. I did want to read this text message just real quick. It's very sweet. Good morning. Wanted to tell the story. I always love listening to you guys on my commute from Orem to West Jordan. That's a big commute.
Yeah.
Started listening to your podcast. I got into a car accident 9 months ago.
Ooh.
Was cleared the next day, then got hit a little over a month ago.
Are you serious?
By the way, that was 6 days before my wedding.
Oh my gosh.
So you can imagine how I've been feeling. I have really bad anxiety. Yesterday, my husband took me up to the mountains to help me with the anxiety. Very sweet.
Aww.
We were listening to your podcast on the way up. My husband says to me, you really like those guys. And I said, it's because they're so happy and they help to remind me that everything will be okay and that I can be happy just like I used to be. So me and my husband just said that it's okay to listen. So,
aww.
So it's very sweet. So
that
Ray,
is sweet. That's a
thank
great
you
story.
So much. That really means the world to us. We appreciate
those
things.
We make a difference.
Things.
And you know what? Does that mean 76 million other people that are having a bad day would love us too?
That's right. 76 million people should be listening to our podcast. So go download our podcast, search for The Mixed Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory. John couldn't make it to the show today. He had some car issues.
Yeah, he's at the dealership right now waiting to get a new battery.
Oh, it's a whole new battery.
I think so. He said that his car was only going to take an hour and a half.
Okay, well, so he won't be here for the show, is what you're saying, because we only got a little bit more time to go. But, John, certainly we miss you.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
I mean,
we're having a great time in
a
here.
A little.
Celebrating Monroe's birthday. Just
I know.
The two of us.
How fun has it been? Stuffy old John Watkins.
That's right.
Not in the studio.
Having a great time in here.
With turkey sausage and mustard.
Turkey sausage, mustard, Diet Pepsi. I mean, tell me a more Monroe-themed birthday. So, your husband get you anything nice for your birthday?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Oh, so he waits for the
today.
Birthday.
Yeah.
He's not
I make him do it.
What are you looking forward to? Do you think he's going to get you another Christmas card?
I think he's going to get me bar stools.
Oh, that's fun.
That's what I've asked for.
Nice.
I want some bar stools.
That's great.
But yeah, I've gotten some gifts so far. My cousin gave me, you know, like those to-go salt packets?
Yeah.
She gave me one of those in case of emergency.
That is brilliant. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
I was like, dang.
I should have gotten a little shadow box, said break in case of emergency, and a little salt shaker in there. What was I thinking? I gave you plenty of sodium just in its own form.
Yes, exactly.
You got your own. But you did give, you did get a gift that you're pretty sure was
I'm pretty sure
re-gifted.
It was a re-gift.
Okay.
So I got a purse, which I was excited about. It was a super nice purse. The only thing was it came with my friend's retainer.
No.
In the pocket.
No.
It was all zipped in there.
Oh. Wait, like an active retainer that she's been using?
I don't know. She says that she loses her retainers all the time. So I don't know. She says, oh, I must have put my retainer in the wrong purse.
Yeah, in the purse
that you gave
you
me.
Gave Monroe for her birthday.
So I said, well, guess what? Now I have your DNA.
Yeah.
And, you know, good luck trying to get out of this mess.
Out of this murder.
Yeah. Oh, I could totally frame her.
John's actually sick, right? You didn't kill him and then plant her DNA.
Oh my
right?
gosh, what if I did that? I could just kill somebody and then just stuff her retainer in the pocket. There you go, buddy.
There you go, pal. Though, honestly, it's just going to look like he's a weird dude that collects retainers, which I would believe of John Watkins. If anyone ever said, hey, did you know that John Watkins guy? It turns out he's got a bunch of retainers in his house that he's been stealing.
He buys weird stuff all the time.
He loves
weird
stuff.
Like, they have a story. If it has a story.
It's a great conversation starter is one of John's catchphrases.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry you got an old retainer and a purse for your birthday.
Yeah, well, the purse is cute.
The purse is great.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I don't know about that retainer, but.
Monroe's birthday!
Woo-hoo! Party! Throw some confetti.
Yeah, girl. Whoa. And since you share your birthday with so many incredible celebrities, it looks like. Do you want to play the birthday game?
Oh, I don't know many. So
and you're a lone island over there.
Yeah.
I already know how old they are. I'm looking at them.
Okay, I want to play the birthday game.
All right. So number one, we got Maddie Ziegler. Do you know Maddie Ziegler?
Is that the one that was on the reality?
Mm-hmm.
The X Factor, one of those?
Yeah, she was on, I want to say America's Got Talent, but that could be wrong. I actually think she was on Dance Moms. Anyway, she's a dancer. She's in a lot of Sia's videos. She's the kid dancing in Chandelier.
I love her.
She
really?
Danced with Shia LaBeouf in Elastic Heart video.
Yes.
How old do you think Maddie Ziegler is now?
She's got to be, 17?
17 exactly.
Oh, really?
Dang.
Yes.
Dang, girl.
Nailed
I can't believe
it.
You nailed it like that. That's
I'm
great.
Terrible at this game.
Yeah. Well, you and me both, girl. I feel it. How about T-Pain? Did you know you share your birthday with T-Pain?
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, the founding father of Auto-Tune.
Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Pain.
Gave us a lot of great music, T-Pain did.
He really did.
Sure did.
I'm in love with a stripper, one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, whose isn't? I mean, that's everybody's
favorite. That's on everybody's party list.
How old do you think T-Pain is?
Oh, let's go 42.
I will say, I thought he was older than he actually is, too. He's only 34.
Really?
I know.
Look at you being all successful, T-Pain.
Great work, T-Pain.
Way to get after it.
All right. Kieran Culkin. Macaulay's younger brother.
Oh.
Kieran Culkin.
Oh, the other Culkin.
The other Culkin. He's in Fargo and HBO's Succession.
That's right. He's
very good looking, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
He grew up.
He's
grew
not
up
a bad
nice
looking dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I was his younger brother, so he's probably just a couple years younger than Macaulay.
Yeah.
So
do
let's
you know how
say,
old Macaulay Culkin is.
No,
though.
I don't. I have no idea. I'm going to say 30.
He's 37.
Really?
Macaulay Culkin, I think, is 40.
That's crazy.
I'll have to look it up, so don't quote me on that. But. Yeah. I'm looking through here. Oh, did you know that you share your birthday with Fran Drescher? The nanny herself.
I can't even do her voice.
Yeah.
I love Fran. You know what? Dude, the nanny. I don't know what it was about
the nanny
show,
was great.
I loved that show.
The nanny.
It was so good.
Yeah. I want them to reboot it.
Yeah, they really should.
Where
with
they're
Cardi
married.
B.
Oh, you
Cardi
want
B
to do
nanny.
A whole remake with Cardi as the nanny.
They're thinking about doing that. It's
That's
a true
fun.
Story.
How old is Fran Drescher?
Oh, Fran. I don't want to be rude here. I don't want to mess this one up. But I would say she's probably close to 50.
Fran Drescher is 62.
Okay.
So she's only 1 year younger than you.
No, I'm not even close to that, Jackson.
I'm just kidding. That is a
celebrity. I'm not that old.
I'm so sorry. That is a celebrity birthday game. Well, since he is not here, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know that Disney had originally had Aladdin set in Baghdad? Which is a real town.
Yeah.
But after the Gulf War broke out, they mixed the letters around and changed it to Agrabah.
Interesting.
So Baghdad, or Agrabah, is an anagram for Baghdad.
But there's no R in...
I don't know what to tell you. They just switched some letters around.
And then added...
It's not an exact anagram.
But that's
okay,
cool.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want a different amazing fact of the day?
Yes, I do.
Are you ready for another amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
How was my John Watkins?
This
pretty good?
Pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
In the original He-Man cartoons in the early 80s,
yes,
he wasn't allowed to use his sword as a weapon because of broadcast standards and rules. You couldn't use swords as weapons in kids' shows.
Oh.
Only the enemies... the only enemies that he was allowed to destroy were the robots. He couldn't hurt another person.
Really?
Even though today it would be nothing but carnage.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
as far as the eye can see.
TV nowadays,
it's
there's
brutal.
Like practically no filter when
no.
it comes to kids.
Podcast extra to you.
Aww.
Podcast extra to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Podcast extra. Podcast extra, Monroe. Podcast extra to you.
Cha cha cha
cha cha cha.
Woohoo!
Who needs John Watkins around here? We're better
Not
off
I.
without him.
We're that totally guy. Better off.
We are. I've been having a great time. Okay, here's my story from Choose the News. A guy was pulled over for speeding, which I know that doesn't sound super exciting. People get pulled over for speeding like every day.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy was pulled over in England for speeding. Cops get up there, knock on the window. Hey, why don't you let me know what's going on?
Yeah, why are you speeding there, buddy? Slow down.
So the cops are like, yeah, what's the problem? And he says that the reason he's been driving so quickly is because he wants to get to his destination. His passenger kept farting.
Oh,
he won't stop breaking wind.
Dude, my husband does that to me all the time. Like, you just got in the car, you just shut the door, and you figure that this
and
is
now,
the time you should fart?
And now you're going to drop your guts?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen in this car.
Not cool.
No. The only acceptable time, the only time it's okay to fart is on a road trip where you're in the car for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you better hold it till you get to your destination. You
Crack
can get
window,
anywhere
man.
Within the Salt Lake Valley in 15 minutes. You can tighten up your bum for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Instead of stinking all of us out.
Clench.
In my house? In my car? Come on.
Mwah.
He wanted to get where they were going as quickly as possible because it was so bad in there, he thought he was going to die. Unfortunately for him, the cops gave him a ticket anyway and told him to just roll down the window next time, which,
well,
that brings me to my next point. The only time it's acceptable is if you have time to roll the window down. Like,
yeah.
Roll the window down. You can let a little boop.
Sometimes, though, that makes it worse. Like, if they roll it down on theirs, if you roll it down, like, on your side and they don't roll it down,
it brings it across.
And so you get the full... You get the full effect.
But as a driver, you have the control of their window, assuming it has automatic windows, mm-hmm. which, I mean...
There's a lot of cars nowadays that have automatic
windows. Most of them should. So you just roll it down on their side, let the fart creep on out like Casper the Unfriendly Ghost.
Yeah.
Get out that window, girl.
Goodbye.
Awesome. Go follow us on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. You can see our four photos from the weekend. I'm holding a lot of critters. holding a lot of critters.
I know. It looked like
and
you had fun.
And partying with Monroe. We did have a good time. Monroe redid her bathroom twice. So you got to go check that out.
Yeah. Tell me which one you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know in the comments which one you prefer, because I really like that dog shower curtain. I think it's really great.
It's all yours, buddy. Big
fan. I want it. I want it more than anything. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Hopefully John Watkins will decide to grace us with his presence. Bye.